Good morning, TGP. I'm a little earlier than normal, and I may have a baby cry in just a minute. These are the joys of working at home. But we finished up Colossians 4 yesterday, and I'd love to go through Hebrews now. So, Bible's open. Let's jump into Hebrews chapter 1. Long ago, at many times, and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, he makes his angels winds, his ministers a flame of fire. But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like a robe. You will roll them up like a garment. They will be changed, but you are the same, and your years will have no end." And to which of the angels has he ever said, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet"? Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? So a couple of things about Hebrews that are important to know. First of all, the author is writing to a predominantly Jewish audience, and he is trying to encourage them against every cultural pressure imaginable, not to turn back to Judaism, but to remain steadfast and committed to Christ. So he's saying, like the whole point of the book of Hebrews is that Jesus is better. He's going to be better than many things, than many of the realities of the Jewish religion. And the author of Hebrews is eager to point out how things in the Jewish religion pointed toward Christ, and he is the fulfillment of those things. So even though we can't see him and we have a visible temple, even though we can't see him and there are visible sacrifices, even though we can't see him, he's better than the sacrifices. He's better than the temple. He's better than Moses. He's the fulfillment of the law. He's better than the prophets. So if you look at the first like four verses, he's saying God used to speak by the prophets, but now he has spoken fully and finally in his son. And his son, he's appointed the heir of all things. And it's also, by the way, the son who made the world. And it's like he is the word that the prophets were speaking. He upholds the universe by the word of his power. And so he is the divine word of God who upholds and who made the earth. He is God's powerful word, the agent of creation. And so he's better than the prophets. Indeed, all the prophets were pointing toward him. And then he's eager to point to the fact that he's better than the angels, these beings that when they show up, people cower in fear or want to worship them. Like if one showed up right now, you would lay flat on your face at the at just the brightness and the purity and the power of such a being. You would lay on your face. But he's saying Jesus is better than the angels. He's not the father of the angels the way that he is the father of the son. He actually tells the angels, verse 6, to worship this one. And he tells of the Son, verse 8, he says, "Your throne, O God." So God calls the Son God there. And So again, as we go through the book of Hebrews, you're going to want to remember the fact that the author wants to point to the betterness of Jesus, the betterness of Jesus in every conceivable way than the Jewish religion, than every tenet of the Jewish religion, than every part of the Jewish religion. He wants to point to how Jesus is better and call your heart to place confidence in him so that you will not turn away, so that you will not fall away. And that's even going to help us when we get to tricky parts like chapter 6, when a lot of people make the argument that you can lose your salvation from those verses. So I'm eager, I'm looking forward to going through this with you. There's a couple of quick resources I want to point you to. First of all, there is a group that has actually put the book of Hebrews, they've set it to music, and it's really compelling and fun to listen to. And so I will throw out a link to that. And there's one more. I was just going to say, sorry, in verse 13, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. That's Psalm 110. And we're actually going to be in Acts 2 this Sunday, and we will deal with that a little bit then. An incredibly Christocentric Messiah anticipating verse there in Psalm 110, verse 1. But yeah, so I will link those songs, but let's spend some time in prayer and let's ask the Lord over the next, 13, 14 days as we do the book of Hebrews together to show us how much better Jesus is and to help us be confident in his power and his authority and his glory and his goodness, his grace. So Father, I thank you for the men and women who are listening right now, or who may listen later today. God, I pray that you would minister your word to us in such a way that you commend faith and confidence in Jesus. God, speak to us through your word. Shape your church through your word. We know that your word is what calls your church into existence. Your word is what creates your people. Your word is what forms and shapes your people into what you want them to be. And so, God, we want to hold your word in high esteem. We want to understand it rightly, and we want to be the sort of people that you want us to be. And we don't just want to be hearers of your word, but we want to be doers of your word also. Having a living faith like James talks about. Lord, I pray that we would trust your grace. I pray that we would come to you through your Son by the power of your Spirit today. I pray that you would guard and protect your sheep, that you would raise them up on the last day. Lose none of the sheep who are in your hand at our church. God, I pray that you would offer them your protection and your grace this day. Give them wisdom. Fill them with a spirit of knowledge and understanding of all of your will and of ability to do it, God, fully and to please you in every respect. God, mature us, grow us up into our salvation, and cause us to walk in your ways. Jesus, we love you. We believe that you're better. And we believe that you're not just better than everything in the Jewish religion. You're better than everything in the world, God. Even the ways that we sought to save ourselves, you're better than the sin that we used to treasure. You're better than the treasures that we own, the possessions that we have that we want to love more than you. You're better than all of it. You're worth giving up all of it for. I pray that you would help our hearts believe that that's true. God, we ask that you would work miracles in our world to turn away the coronavirus from our land and from this world, that you'd bring healing, that you would, of your grace and your mercy, God, lift the locusts away from Africa or kill them and let them not destroy the land there. And I pray that you'd provide food for the people there. Lord, and I pray also for deliverance from a dictator like Kim Jong-un, for the people of North Korea, especially for our brothers and sisters, God. Either convert this man or get him out of the way so that maybe you might raise up godly leadership who will be more friendly to our brothers and sisters and to the influence of Christianity in that nation state. God, I pray you would do all of these things and more. And Lord, whatever our people are trusting you for, God, that you'd meet them in the midst of their requests and that you would show yourself strong on their behalf this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all. Have a good day.